Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lincoln. This is a request to the fraud department.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Lincoln.
Lincoln? Hi, Lincoln. I'm not sure how your name is spelled. But anyway, there's a charge on my credit card, my Chase credit card, and it's for $39.85. And I'm learning now that it's for a meal plan. And I can assure you that I wouldn't order a meal plan at, it looks like at 9 o'clock at night. So someone ordered this, or for some reason, either the numbers are off for someone else. I don't know what's going on, but I like to have that amount completely refunded.
What's your first and last name?
First name is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Last name is Cox, C-O-X.
And verify your address for security purposes.
17476 Candy Street, Granada Hills, California, 91344.
Okay. So I have an account put up here for a contest entry. So you're saying that you haven't put in for a contest entry to pay shipping on a product?
No. What contest is this?
I don't know what it would just pretend on what they offered you. It's different ones from different companies.
Okay. A contest, no. Okay. I actually don't even play the lotto.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
All right. So basically that's how it usually happens. And other than that, it switches to the meal plan, which I'm assuming if you didn't do that, then you don't know anything about the meal plan as well, and that's what the $39.85 is for. But you're stating that this is fraud and you didn't agree to that, correct?
No, I did not order a meal plan. I can guarantee you that.
Okay. All right, so I'll just go ahead and file fraud. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Well, there's two things here. So you're going to file it as fraud, but I'm going to call my bank as soon as I get off the right here anyway. So I have them process it as a non-payment as well. So right now it's showing up as pending because I think it was done. Let me see. It doesn't even say the time anymore. I think it was probably done last night.
Yeah, that's fine. So it's already went through on our end, so we'll file it. So then you don't have to file anything with them. Once we file it, they'll refund it, so there won't be anything for you to file with them.
Okay. How soon will that refund be done?
I'll refund it today, and you'll have to give it 3 to 5 business days to go back onto your card.
Okay. All right. Do you have a confirmation number or some kind of tracking number?
One second. Just one second. I'll put yours in manually here. Yes, we have a number. Give it. Once I'm done processing this, I'll give it to you.
I'm going to look that up. So what is it you do there? What does this company do?
We supply for online vendors.
Oh, you supply for online vendors. Okay. So Daily Fitness Plan is what? What is that? Pills or what was that? Food? What is that?
That's just a third-party merchant name. Just one second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to go ahead and process that for you. Give me 1 second. Let me get that notated on the account for you. Okay. All right, so you ready to write down your cancellation number?
Yep.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Your number is going to be 919.
All right.
295.
295?
Mm-hmm. 658.
658. C919-295-658.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.